In just a couple of hours, we'll hear President Obama unveil his package of proposals to reduce gun violence. The proposals come from the Vice President's Special Task Force, and they're being called the most sweeping gun reforms in decades. Joining us live this morning, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Senator, you've had some experience and some success reducing gun violence in a fairly pro-gun rights state. What would you tell the president to do?
Well, thanks, guys, and it's great to be with you. I mean, first, I would say be comprehensive. The way to reduce gun violence, some of the steps involve guns, but some don't involve guns, and I hope that he outlines, you know, a series of comprehensive measures. You know, what we learned when I was mayor of Richmond and we were battling at the time a unacceptably high homicide rate and bringing it down was that stiffer criminal penalties for folks who use guns the wrong way were an important element. Other law enforcement initiatives, community policing, you know, programs for youngsters to get them on the right path, they were important. Mental health reforms in the aftermath of the shooting at Virginia Tech, mental health reforms and funding, critically important. So you have to focus on some of these things that don't involve guns if you really want to be serious about gun violence. I'm even open to discussions about security in schools. You know, many of the school, my kids go to the Richmond Public Schools, and it's been common in middle schools and high schools to have police officers or deputy sheriffs in the schools. We call them school resource officers. They're often armed. That's very common around the country. It's not cheap. If we're going to do that in a significant way, we got to make sure that there's training, that people are paid, and school budgets are tight. But that is worthy of discussion. But some of the steps to bring down gun violence do involve guns, and we've got to be just have the backbone to tackle them. And so, you know, I hope what we'll see from the president is the work to establish really a comprehensive background record check system nationally, so that people who are already prohibited from owning weapons legally, folks with felony records, folks who have domestic violence histories and have protective orders against them, folks who've been adjudicated mentally ill and dangerous, we have to make sure that they can't get weapons, and a background record system is the way to do it. And I also hope we'll see some reasonable limitations on, you know, what I call combat weapons and then these supersized killer magazines. They're not needed for self-defense. They're not needed for hunting, and I hope we can see some reasonable limitations.
What difference does it make in the debate to know that in a poll that's out with the Associated Press today that more than 8 in 10 Americans would like to see better federal standards on background checks, and nearly 6 in 10 would like to see a nationwide ban on the military-style rapid-fire weapons? What kind of leverage does that give those who want to move in that direction?
I think that is enormously powerful, and, you know, it completely corresponds with what I've long heard from Virginians on these topics. I own a weapon. I know many gun owners. I know many NRA members. The notion of background records checks, uniformly popular. And the hunters I know, I worked with a group of people in Virginia about 10 years ago that amended our state constitution to constitutionally protect the right to hunt. Hunters know that these combat-style weapons are not made for hunting. You don't need that high-capacity magazine for hunting or self-defense. So I think these polls are helpful, but they confirm what we've seen again and again and again. I think where we are right now is this. In the aftermath of Newtown, following on the heels of Tucson and Aurora and Virginia Tech and Columbine and the shooting in Milwaukee, you know, we're finally to a point where we have to look in the mirror and say, is gun violence a problem or isn't it? I think there are some groups like, you know, the NRA running ads on TV who would maintain it's not a problem, but overwhelmingly, what Americans believe is it is a problem. And if it's a problem, then the responsibility is now squarely on our shoulders in elected office to take steps to do something about it. The good news is there are steps you can take that will bring gun violence down, and that's what we ought to be about.
Well, we find out exactly what the president proposes in a little over 3 hours. Senator, thanks so much for coming on. Great to talk to you.
Yep. Look forward to talking again. Thanks,
Virginia
guys.
Senator Tim Kaine with us.